That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back to a Tobias Merriweather / Peacock Poppycock edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it. If you haven't yet, subscribe on YouTube. I do appreciate it. If you approve of the content afterwards, give the video a thumbs up. On Twitter, search bar Always Irish or at JKZND4. Emails alwaysirishnd at gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want me. You could get me merchandise link below in the description. Get yourself an Always Irish golf polo. I like the way these turned out. Breathable material, the sweatproof material. Easy to golf in. I don't golf with shirts that go below my elbow and interferes my swing. You got everything going. Get yourself a shirt. So we got some news today. I wasn't expecting to do a show, but here we are. First things first, Tobias Merriweather, 6'4", four-star wide receiver from Washington, number two player in the entire state, number 125 nationally, has selected to commit to Notre Dame. This is great. Here's the thing. Four-star, I love on Rivals 247 it as your list. Five-star, four-star, three-star. Notre Dame's starting to get into where the balance isn't towards the three stars. It's the four stars. That's where you want to be, if not five, of course. But here's what I like most. A 6'4 frame gives you a lot of options of what you could do, how you could use him, how you could build his body the way you want him to be. 6'4 athletic frame is something you can do a lot with. And I love that. And here's the other thing. We know the Notre Dame wide receiver position over the years has been hit or miss. Like, there are these gems that come to mind, like, over the years. But it just never seems like they're all together at their peak efficiency all at once on the same team to where there's weapons all over. It's hit or miss. We've struggled with it lately. Here's the thing. You got this guy in the fold. And I think Notre Dame fans are going to be happy again soon in regards to wide receiver recruiting. So I'm feeling better about that position than I usually do or have lately. Okay? Have lately. So that's fantastic news. Welcome to Notre Dame. Again, 6'4". Gives you a lot of options. 125th ranked player in the entire nation. Not just receivers, the entire nation, all positions. Love it. Keep it up. It's good to see a nice victory like this on the offensive side of the ball in recruiting. And I'm a part of this. Hashtag the Freeman Factor gets a lot of the credit for Notre Dame recruiting because a lot of the action's been focused on defense. Love to see this on the other side of the ball. Good job. Get another one soon. Hopefully we'll be off to the races. So here's the other part of the news. And we just got to talk through this. We just have to talk through it. I'm open to the possibility that I am an old, get off my lawn, curmudgeon, out of touch. That stuff all might be true. You guys tell me. You guys tell me if I'm way off base on this or not. Today, Notre Dame announced its first home game of the year will be streaming on the Peacock streaming platform and will not be on regular TV. And unlike the blue and gold game that was streaming on Peacock, it's not free this time. You have to pay for it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are they making the product harder to consume? I don't understand it. In the broader scope, in theory, I get it. Everything's streaming, streaming, streaming. Fishing in a stream. Everything's a stream. I just don't understand this. Let me go through a few, just the top things that come to my mind that I don't get about this. Okay? The only thing good about the NBC Notre Dame broadcasts recently are that I know what channel a home game's on. All the worrying and stressing out I do about a Notre Dame game, what channel they're on for a home game shouldn't be on the list. I knew I could turn it on NBC and I'm going to have the Notre Dame home game, okay? And their 7-minute timeouts that make the home games last 5.5 hours. Midget Doug Flutie, everybody hates talking about Notre Dame. The only thing that I liked about Notre Dame on NBC is at least one thing I don't have to stress out about is what channel the game's on. Now I don't even have that. I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay, here's some practical logistical issues I have right off the top. Number one, there is a 1 to 2 minute lag on the stream compared to what happens live in the game. Guess what that means? It ruins gambling for one, and it ruins following Twitter during Notre Dame games, which everybody loves to do, including me. That throws everything off. If you have a 1 to 2 minute lag, that means the reporters at Notre Dame are tweeting what happens, and then a minute later, we all see it on Twitter. So you automatically ruined the social media engagement of live tweeting games, which people like me do to help their brand. So you ruin that because there's a 1 to 2 minute lag. That's a problem. God forbid, what if somebody asked to work during a Notre Dame game or take care of their kids or do something? If that was the case, somebody always used to have the option of DVRing and recording the game on NBC. Is that possible here? Or if you have to work, you just miss the whole Notre Dame game. I don't understand that. Can you record this? Will the bird and its feathers let you record on it or what? I don't get it. Okay? That's another problem is I like to record the games, and then once my emotions calm down, rewatch it and take a more level-headed view at what was going on. Is that even possible? Can I even record it on this thing? Here's the next thing. I don't know if it was WrestleMania. There was some WWE event live streamed only on Peacock this summer, and it was all over Twitter. There was a huge problem with the stream and it blacked out. People paid for it and then it blacked out. You couldn't see anything. I swear to God, if they make everybody do this and this stream doesn't work, it is going to be really, really ugly. Really ugly. So if you're forcing everybody to do this, it better be perfect and it better be synced up to live TV time. Not on a 1 to 2 minute delay. You just killed all the social media engagement for the whole game by doing this. Here's my bigger practical human concern. What about all the old people? What about the old people? Notre Dame must be trying to kill those people off. Those are your biggest donors. And now you got to have a digital ticket to get in. Half of the people I know that are season ticket holders at Notre Dame don't even have a smartphone. They're older, they have money, and they don't need it. And they're not going to start now. Guess they can't go to the games because you got to get an iPhone to get in the game now. So you have that. Now you're asking, God bless them, all my grandparents are dead. But what if you're a Notre Dame family? What are you going to tell your 78-year-old grandpa? Oh, yeah, all you got to do, instead of turning it to Channel 5, you got to pay to stream the game through an internet streaming service on a smart TV. Somebody who's 80 might not even have the ability to do or know how to do it, know how to log in, know how to pay for it, know how to register for it, know how to find it right before the game starts. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, everybody's cutting cords. Well, the only reason I don't is live sports. They're forcing on me almost. I pay a king's ransom for basic cable and fast internet. And now I can't even watch the first Notre Dame game or record it on NBC. And oh, by the way, Comcast and the Chicago Network has no ACC network contract, so I can't get the ACC network either. Following Notre Dame is already stressful enough. I don't need all this on top of it. Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, ACC network. Comcast doesn't carry it. As of right now, I can't watch that game or any other game in a conference we have 1 foot in bed with. So I already have my frustration was with Comcast and the ACC network. Now this. I don't get it. What kind of numbers are they expecting to do? I just don't get it. I like this idea in theory as an option. Not as a requirement, but as an option. For people who are younger, or that's the way they do what consume stuff now, don't have cable, cord cut, whatever. You're a young hip whippersnapper, and you know how to do all this. Go for it. Some of us just want to sit in the chair and put it on channel 5 and then yell for 5 hours. So I like it as an option, not a requirement. Stop making people jump through hurdles just to consume your product. It's absurd to me. I'm sorry. You tell me, am I being totally out of touch with this? If I have worries that I'm unsure of how to make this all connect and is that included with my TV package or not? You got to pay for it, create an account, log in on your TV. If I don't know if I could do that, what are the older people in this fan base going to do? Seriously, I'm asking. Digital tickets, streaming on Peacock. I just don't get it. Is Notre Dame trying to phase out all the older people who donate the money every year? I just don't get it. I just don't. And I don't understand how this could possibly be good for ratings. Number one is you're not getting any casual fan that might turn on the Notre Dame game on channel 5 because it's built into their cable. Just random or not Notre Dame people, but general college football fans, they're not paying for this. So you got to basically be a diehard Notre Dame fan that they're making us do this. No offense to Toledo, but their 14 fans don't even register a tick mark in the ratings. So their full thing with this is counting that everybody likes Notre Dame enough and we're not already paying enough for everything else in our lives and cable or whatever. Now you're going to pay more for this, have it all sync up, it all has to work, and then you got to just pray the feed doesn't go out. Hate it. Love it as an option, hate it as a requirement, and now it's just one more thing I got to stress out about before a Notre Dame game. But how many of our nice Irish grandpas are going to stroke out when they sit in that chair putting on Channel 5 and the Notre Dame game's nowhere to be found? They call their grandson and he says, "Grandpa, the only way you can get it is on a Peacock." How do you think that's going to go? I just quit making things harder than it has to be. Now, tell me, please, am I the only one totally out of touch here? I know I'm an old soul. I'm not even 40 years old, but people tell me all the time, I have an old soul. Am I this out of touch? Channel 5. I don't get it. Tell me if I'm out of touch here or if they're overstretching this. It kind of makes me want nobody to watch it, but I want to watch it, so I gotta watch it. I don't like it. It's one more thing to have to worry about. Let me know if I'm way off base here. Good night.